I thought we had the best of the first half. I thought our scrum was formidable, and that was the key thing that we had to have right against Gloucester. An awesome display by the forwards. The disappointing thing at half-time was that we'd had probably half a dozen set pieces in attack and failed to take advantage of that. And that has been a problem with our attack, because we get into positions and then we make a mistake too quickly. For example, a scrum under their posts, 9 to 10, we drop the ball. We have a line out in attack, not straight. Another line out, one of our players misses a lift and it goes over the back and we lose it. And that was very frustrating. So at 16-10, I thought we had the better of the first half, but we were down by virtue of the fact that we hadn't really taken advantage of the attacking set pieces that we had. But the intensity was good, the pace was good, and I thought the attitude was superb. We just said in the second half that what we had to do was to start with a bang at the start of the second half, keep up the pace and the intensity. We were not going to lose on this ground. In 2012, we want to make sure that this place becomes a place where the supporters expect us to win. Unfortunately, although I was still in the toilet at the time, Marcel apparently made a fantastic break, didn't he? And I missed that. But anyway, I was told it was absolutely superb. So it was just the right type of start. And when I came out from the dressing room, we were actually in the Gloucester 22 and putting pressure on them. So it was the best possible start and a huge effort. I thought we defended well. We looked at the way Gloucester play. A lot of wide plays are very dangerous. But I thought the likes of Dale Rasmussen and Alex Grove defended. And Mike Tindall had that ball with options outside, and we defended him really well when Mike Tindall was dummying and going and trying to find a hole. So the defence held up. But I don't think it was just about defence today. I think whilst the defence was good and we defended the scrum, we defended the driving more, and we defended the three quarters, it was also about us playing some better rugby as well. And to score two tries was more than we've done for quite a while, and Marcel's try was exceptional, going the length and brought the roof off this place, and it was just what we needed at that time.
You made a change at half time, brought Andy Goode on.
I did, yeah, and I think that had to be done. It wasn't, again, Joe didn't have the best 40 minutes, did some very good things, but put a kick into touch straight out, dropped that ball from the scrum, put a kick down the throat, lost the ball in the contact. So you could just see that there was a huge amount of pressure in the first half. As you have with these games, it's played at such a pace and the 10 is under huge pressure. In the second half, often players aren't quite so lively and it's a bit easier. But that first 40 minutes, I thought, wasn't Joe's best. And I've done it in the past with Andy Goode. I've pulled Andy Goode off when he hasn't played well necessarily and put Joe on, and he's played well. And I've got, for me, it was fantastic to see Andy Goode react in that way to come on. And, it was made for him, really, a situation where we were down at half-time to play as we know we can play, and thankfully, and very grateful to Andy Goode coming on and playing so well when he did, and to go under the post and kick the conversion from his own try was a fantastic start for him, and he grew in confidence after that.
You mentioned your pack did well today. A pretty young and inexperienced back three in that pack.
It was, yeah. Tavita locked us out on the tight end. That was a big thing for the scrum. Got him out of the match, I believe. Can't believe that. Got a bottle of champagne. He'll be too dangerous with that in his hand tonight. We gave, coaches gave Chris Jones man of the match as well, just spread it out a little bit. Didn't want Tavita having two bottles of champagne tonight. But I thought Chris Jones ran the fours well, ran the line-outs well. So that was good, very solid in the front five. And as you say, the Terriers in the back row, they were just at it all the time and really tackled their hearts out and carried some good ball as well. And Sam Betty, as you've seen, is also a key man in our line-out as well. So those three, whilst a couple of them are playing out of position, are giving absolutely everything for this club at the moment.